Welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
Gave you a number of P's that represent all of 2 Chronicles chapter 20. The first one was the problem. Say the problem. The second one, which we're going to talk about today, is prayer. Say prayer. Today we have negated the presence of God in our own personal lives. If you remember, when it started to rain, everybody ran to the ark because they knew there was something going on. You understand that? I don't want to see the church, and the Holy Spirit told me to tell you this, that we shouldn't be a people that run, hello, to God only when there's a trouble or a problem going on. We need a relationship. Say relationship. How do you develop a relationship? Spending time with somebody. I can walk into a number of businesses and know a number of people. When I come in, they say, Rev, how you doing? Pastor, how you doing? But I only know them on that kind of a basis. But there are other people I know much in a different way, in a closer way, because I spend time with them and have a relationship with them. I can speak of my own family, have a relationship with my boys and my daughter-in-laws and my grandchildren and with my wife and my in-laws. They're wonderful people. So how does that come? You spend time with people. We need to have prayer come out of the presence of God. If you want to know how Jesus made it here on earth for those 3.5 years of public ministry, he was always with the Father. He was always in the presence of God because he had to get the plan of God for that specific day, which would lead him to the cross of Calvary. Understand that now. It's something you and I need to learn how to cultivate. Say cultivate. Go over to Romans, if you don't mind, the 8th chapter. And look what it says. I'm going to read it in the Amplified. So, verse 26. So too, the Holy Spirit comes to our aid. Say he comes to our aid. Bears us up in our weaknesses. We do not know how to pray, say, or what to pray, to offer, nor how to offer it worthily as we ought to. But the Spirit, God's Spirit himself, goes to meet our supplication and pleads in our behalf with unspeakable yearnings and groanings. What? Say, too deep to utter. Have you ever been in that kind of a place? You didn't know what to say or how to say it. Am I right? Say, but the Holy Spirit, on our behalf, will pray. Say, he'll pray. Amen. So when you go to 2 Chronicles, they began to pray. Say, they began to pray. Look at verse 9, chapter 20. Evil comes upon us, the sword of judgment, or pestilence, or famine. We will stand before this house and before you for your name and the symbol of your presence. Say, here it is, presence. Don't forget that Judah means what? Judah means praise. So literally, they had the answer on the inside of them. Because listen, prayer and praise goes together. Your name, the symbol of your presence in this house, and cry to you in our affliction, and you will hear and save. So as they were praying, what were they do? They were believing that God was already saving them. Understand, this is Old Testament. Say old. Now the Bible says in Hebrews, we have a better covenant. Say better one. But the same principles in the old work in the new. When there's a problem, a storm, you pray. First thing you do is pray. First thing you do is pray. First thing you do is pray. And then, say then, what's God going to do? He's going to hear. Let me put it this way to you. When you and I pray, the answer is already there. Daniel, Old Testament, he prayed, and what happened? How long did it take the angel to come? 21 days. Why? It says because there was warfare in the heavens. Say that's Old Testament. In the New Testament, Satan has been bound. Says it right in Hebrews, the 2nd chapter. He has put Satan's power under our feet. So when you pray, there's nothing stopping the answer to come. When you pray, the answer's already there. It says in Mark's gospel, Jesus said, when you pray. He didn't say if you pray. He said, when you pray. Say, when you pray. The answer's already there. See, to some of us, it may sound foreign, but that's what the Word says. See, the Word says, study to show yourself. Say it aloud to me. Study to show yourself approved, rightly dividing the word of truth. There are many people who don't know what the Word says, and they come up with rhetoric that sounds good. For years when I grew up, they never had ladies, women in leadership. So as I got older, you know, I'm saying to myself, what's going on? I went to college. Wait a minute, start studying. The Bible says the women in the church are to be silent. So that's where that thing came from, that false teaching. Because in the New Testament, in the early church, women were not educated. In the synagogue, whenever there was a question, they'd understand it. They want to say, oh, I don't know. They tell them, be silent. So a whole teaching came out of one scripture verse that was what? Misinterpreted.
Well, I like the service, but there's a lady behind the pulpit.
And?
Well, I don't know what to do with it. Well, there's two things you can do. You can stay, understand the word, or have a nice day.
I'm not going to change what the word says because somebody feels uncomfortable. That's not how it works. Know the word. Say, know the word. And you won't be making mistakes, and I won't be making mistakes. Say, know the word. When you pray, pray the word. Say, pray the word. And if you don't have any prayer or any word, what do you say?
Jesus.
Say it like you mean Jesus.
Jesus,
King of kings and Lord of lords. Amen? So look what happens here. As they're praying, say, as they're praying. In verse 14, then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jahaziel, son of Zechariah, the son of another guy and another guy, and it was a big family. And in the 15th verse, he said, hearken, all Judea, you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat. Well, you want to try them out. You can. I ain't got time to figure those things out. The Lord says this to you. Be not afraid or dismayed at this great multitude. And if I could put this in there, this great problem. Now, I was praying in my office and I leaning back in my chair, and I all of a sudden I heard this and I saw it. God's in heaven and we have a problem. And he leans over to his son and he said, didn't you take care of problems on the cross? Why is there so many problems on earth with our kids when you took every problem, nailed it to the cross of Calvary? He took sickness, he took disease, he took all the problems of life you and I will ever face, and he nailed them to the cross of Jesus. R.W. Shambach used to say, well, you don't have a problem. All you need is faith in God. Amen. See, when the Bible says, have faith in God, in the Greek it means have God kind of faith. Yes. Does God have anything short of faith? Because he is faith. Yes. Jesus is faith. You understand? When we speak, we can't speak of rhetoric, hollow, empty words that sound good, but they have no power. Amen. Say, they have no power. In the book of Acts, when some folks found out about the Holy Ghost, and they tried to cast some demons out of somebody. They used all the right words, and the demons came out and spoke. Don't get scared. Now, they do speak, you know. I've heard them. They come out of them, listen, and they said this. We know Jesus. We know Paul, but the better translation is, we're getting to know Paul better, but who are you? You can't speak a bunch of rhetoric in the realm of the Spirit and expect to get a response from God. The demons, listen, jumped on them, stripped them of all their clothes, and they became the first streakers in the New Testament. Let's go a little further here. The Lord says this, don't be afraid at this great multitude. Listen, this is important. For the battle is not yours. How many times have we taken the problem and the storm and made it personal at us? No, it doesn't belong to you. Say, it doesn't belong to me. Now understand, if I had, this was a hot potato, what would I be doing with it? Woo! But if I put a pair of gloves on, now I can handle what was unable to be handled. When you start praying and the hot potato of a problem comes your way and my way, then you could hold it and not be burned by it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bible says very clearly in James, at the sound of that name, demons tremble. What name is it?
Jesus.
It's the name of Jesus. Say the name of Jesus. My God. This battle, say this with me, this battle is not yours. It's God's. Can I tell you something in our new covenant? That anything you and I face, any battle, any problem, any storm, never belonged to us. Jesus took care of it at Calvary. Say he took care of it at Calvary. You got to talk like that. You got to talk as if you already have the answer. You got to pray as if you already have the answer, because you do. The Bible says the promises of God are what? Yay and amen. When you and I sometimes have rhetoric, hollow, empty words that say, well, if God was going to do that, he would have done it already. Listen to me. That is doubt and unbelief, and it will kill your spirit man. You say what God says, you raise your hands and begin to thank God for the answer that's already there. If we were to say, God, your promise isn't working, that's to negate the word of God and to call God a liar. The Bible says his promises are yes and amen. What does amen mean? So be it with you. Say, so be it with you. Already done. Say, the battle's never yours. Can we get that in our spirit, man? Say, the battle is never ours. We make problems bigger than they are because of the rhetoric that flows out of our mouth. David didn't know Goliath as being bigger than him. God had already cut Goliath down to his size because of the words he spoke. The Israeli army ran every time Goliath would come out. But what did David do? They marched the way he marched to him, because they looked at Goliath as being here and they looked at themselves as being here. Are you hearing me? But what did David do? As he began to speak, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? He cut him down and brought him to his level. And before you know it, Goliath was laying down. He took a sword and chopped off his head. Say, I got a covenant with God. The blood of Jesus has given me a better covenant. Say, a better covenant. If a storm comes, I'm going to speak to the storm and not let the storm speak to me. There's a problem. Then there's a prayer. And then the prophetic came into the prayer. Say, the prophetic. The Holy Ghost came in. And now there comes, say, a plan shows up. See, God has a perfect plan for anything that comes our way, because he knew about them before time even began. Always remember a little thing. Time is an interruption into eternity. Time is here because of man's problem with God and listening to something that didn't belong. Look at 17. Listen to this now. This is you and I. We're taking this over to our new covenant in God. Listen. You shall not need to fight. How many times do we fight and expend our energy and our time because our words are trying to fight something God already won? It's not yours. Say this with me now. Pray as though the answer is already there, because it is. Everything, say, that comes my way, I'm standing strong, linked arm in arm with God, with the Holy Ghost, and in the New Testament covenant, I got the blood of Jesus Christ. What could come against you and I that he hasn't already taken care of at Calvary some 2,000 years ago?
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus, because Jesus is alive. Jesus.